So, we're back, Dream Team Podcast.
We can't start like that.
We can't. Okay. We just did.
All right.
We just did.
That was tough. Sound like I just ate a full turkey.
Does it?
Had to pass out.
Yeah. We're about 3 days away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
And if
no, two.
2 days away?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, so we're Tuesday recording this before Thanksgiving, and maybe if we could just start this way and say we're incredibly grateful for you guys.
Absolutely.
Incredibly grateful just of how God's been working this past really 8 weeks or so together. And, I mean, we were just chatting about it, just praying about it before we kind of jumped on live, but just we couldn't even dream or imagine, one, doing this without God working, but like then doing it alone or doing it without you guys as a part of a team doing this together. It's just way more fun that way, and I think we do it better that way, honestly.
Yeah, I think we do.
You know? And so, yeah, Zach, I didn't prep you with this question, but is there anything memorable over the last several weeks together, one, that you've seen God work in our crew, and then on Thursday nights and stuff like that? And then is there any person that you're like, man, I just have been seeing them among our team that you want to celebrate, that you just seen like they just kind of gone above and beyond in different ways?
I mean, one of the things I want to celebrate from group is just that I don't know half of anybody anymore, and that's super fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, it's not going to stay that way. I'm doing my best to get to know everybody I can, but it's really exciting to see a lot of new faces and new people kind of coming through. That's been a total blast. Man, you really did spring this on me out of nowhere.
The new people, though, if I can go on that for a second, what you think, but it just brings new energy. I remember Pastor Bob would always say that. When new people come, it's always new energy. And I feel that in the best of ways. Like, even though it feels like sometimes you're like, who's who and how'd they find out about this place and who are they? I feel like I'm trying to get to know people, stories, names, faces. But one thing I've challenged just during our prayer times in the front end a lot recently is just every week make it your goal to meet one new person, one new name, one new face.
Yeah.
I was chatting with somebody from our group who just real briefly was asking them about, I didn't know them, met them for the first time, and just was asking them what they're doing right now, if they're working, if they're in school, and they were telling me their school, their major, and then they told me the reason why they're doing it. And they're basically their major something in to do with people, like big time, I think it was psychology or nursing, something like that. And they said, the reason I'm in it is because I had a very close person to me pass away from drug overdose. And they said, I want to make a difference. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm like, man, this is amazing. Just the stories that keep showing up. And they come here on Thursday nights. And I just believe and trust and hope and pray that they're coming here on purpose. Not just maybe to have fun for an evening or to get some. I mean, we don't have that great of food. We'll have hot dogs occasionally or coffee or whatever. And you can get better food or better coffee other places. But I really believe people are coming going, God, what's my call in this? What's my purpose? And hopefully we kind of answer some of those questions. But
yeah, and I love to see it. It looks like a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. You know, just all the different moving pieces that have to happen to make Thursday, you know, what it is now.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for, we got this crew of guys that comes around 5:20.
Yeah.
You know, on Thursday evenings to just set up that space. I think of like Brian Joseph. I think of, you know, Branson Witter. Like some of those guys that are just showing up. And it's the stuff that nobody sees.
Yep.
It's nobody showed up yet. They're the only guys there. Nobody claps for them at the end of the night and does. But without those guys doing what they're doing, we don't get to do what we do in that space. It doesn't get to feel different, feel special the way it does. And so that's invaluable. And I'm just super grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Those guys are awesome. They're moving. They're hustling, which we're going to talk about here in a second.
But, nice.
I love watching those guys and just seeing the crew. I mean, we all do it together to kind of set up and stuff like that. And it's kind of fun on the front end. We're getting ready and stuff. And it's before we pray. And you're right. It's not the stuff that's real appealing. It's not the stuff that, but it's the hands and feet of Jesus where we just serve together in that way. And it's fun watching those guys and just honestly honor Jesus. So Brian or Branson or Dylan or Patrick or whoever else is kind of listening, you guys got a shout out today, I guess. But I'll also say this, man. It was really cool to me. I had somebody share a text with me that they got feedback. So they invited a friend. It was Ben Lincoln who invited a friend to kind of come check it out on Thursdays. And he shared this text with me about his friend. And he's just like, dude, I've never been into space that is that welcoming. Never stepped in a church before. Never been in a space that was that welcoming. And I just want to maybe shout out to our team that's listening. I am so grateful. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the hope, is that people come in here, they feel the love of Jesus before we ever even really talk about Jesus, that they would just feel the gospel very present in our actions and our motives and our desires and our relationships with one another and how we treat people coming in.
Yeah.
Scripture has a lot to say about that. I think it's Peter. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's Peter that says, who knows, in your hospitality, you might be entertaining angels or people where you're like, oh my gosh, just the beauty of and the power, the spiritual power in hospitality, I think we can undermine or just go, you know what, I'm going to hang out with my friends tonight. Mm-hmm. Where, man, I think there's so much power in us looking for guests and getting to know new names, new stories, new faces, all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are we digging into today, Zach?
We're digging into a couple of things. Yeah. You know, I think you jumped the gun on the segue there a little bit. It was
Sorry
nice.
About that.
It was nice. I think you hustled a little bit too fast into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to slow it down there for a second, but we're going to hustle again.
Yeah.
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 We're talking about hustling.
Yeah, yeah. So. Which is very different than the word I'm wanting to use, hustling versus hustle.
Right, no,
because hustling makes it sound like we're doing something under the table, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, we're not talking about that.
We're not talking about
that. Okay.
So the three words that I kind of want us to just have in our brain every single week is this hunger, right? This humility that, so we kind of talked about those two, but this last one is hustle. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about hustle or like hustling, what do we mean by that? Obviously not the gambling type thing or whatever the case.
I'm talking about a side hustle.
Yeah, you're just, or yeah, the side hustle, the gig by that. But I think when I think about that word of hustle, it's almost being ready. It's having this expectation. It's having this reflex to get ready to move. And yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think we've actually already started talking about it tonight.
Yeah.
It's the impulse that says I need to take an action instead of, take a relaxation. So yeah. On the night where it would be easier for me just to hang out with my friends at Young Adults, I'm going to actually choose to be active.
Yep.
To be hustling, to be keeping my head on a swivel and saying, man, I don't know that person over there. And nobody else seems to be talking to him.
Yep.
And not wait for somebody else to do something about that. Yeah, I'm going to do it. That's me.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I think that's a great word. It's this activation type word that, mm-hmm. that you're like, I remember a conversation, and I probably had this 100 times over with different people, but throughout the years in ministry, but sometimes what can happen is things get dry, get boring, or get old, stale, kind of in your heart. And so you can get to a place where you're like, why am I here? What am I doing? What's the point? And I remember usually when I've talked to people and they're having maybe those feelings, those questions, those concerns, or just like, I'm not sure I'm making that much of a difference. Usually what I challenge them with is go, okay, I want you to pray tonight before we go in to whatever it is we're about to do. So let's say Thursdays. We're going to pray before we go into Thursdays. And we're just ask God to show you, why am I here tonight?
Hmm.
And usually when I have people do that, they come back and I tell them, I'm like, come back and tell me why you were here tonight. And almost always they'll come back and they'll tell me a conversation they had.
Hmm.
That if they weren't there, God wouldn't have used them in that way. And I think it's almost every week realizing that's the question in the front of my brain is like, why am I here tonight? It's not just to hear a message. It's not just to worship. It's not just to do things for myself. It's not just to enjoy good friendships and community that way. But God literally places us in certain situations, and I think it's almost the joy of following him that goes, God, why do you have me here in this moment? Why am I sitting in a room across the table from Zach, chatting with him? It's like,
man, a question I have a lot of people ask themselves.
Yeah, but you're like, there's value in this moment that God, in His sovereignty and in His desire, He places us certain places that I think often we're like, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just here to just have a good time or not worry about it or just try and avoid whatever
sure.
I want to avoid. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I think it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to lose sight, especially when things are kind of new and flashy. You know, mm-hmm. I've got this whole new thing going on Thursday. It's easy right now. I feel like we're probably in a season where it's really easy to throw myself into something like that. Mm-hmm. Dude, 6 months from now, when we've been doing this new thing for, you know, well, we've been in it for what, about 2 months now, 3 months now?
Roughly, yeah.
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 We've been at this for almost a year. Some of that momentum
mm-hmm.
might, I don't want to say momentum, because I hope the momentum keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the freshness
mm-hmm.
might disappear. That new car smell goes away after a little while, and now it's just the thing I'm driving every day.
Yeah.
And it's so important to, like you said, just remember why we're doing this, because if we don't, it'll get stale.
Yep.
It'll get real boring.
And I think the why is there's people that are far from God looking for hope, right? And so we have the chance to every single week grow together, right? Like hopefully as we get the chance to open God's words, it's challenging to us. We're growing. But then we get to worship God together. Like it's all about Him. He gets the attention every Thursday night in our lives and stuff. But I think about the mission where there's lost people that are coming in looking for hope and it's our job to go out to them. Like sometimes we need to gather to be reminded to go out, right? And this hustle is not just a Thursday night kind of hustle. It's this thing that I almost embody, which I think it's important to say this. Maybe we can chat about this for a second, but there's a difference between hustle and like hurry or hustle and rushing. Because I think sometimes when you hear the word hustle, you're like, okay, let's go get the thing done, right? And I almost want us, when we think of that word, to think of one, maybe another word that I put with it is excellence. It's like, how am I showing, living, embodying excellence in this moment, right? That I'm committed to making things excellent. And then expectation. Those are the two words that come to my brain. I'm like, expectation, like God's going to move and He wants to use me in this moment, wherever I'm at. So I want to make sure that I'm excellently pursuing what it is that He has for me. Does that, you tracking with me? You're kind of.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
We're not trying to get a lot of things done as fast as we possibly can. I mean, we're trying to do, the focus isn't the speed, it's the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Am I doing what I need to be doing? Am I doing it the best that I can?
Yeah, maybe that's another good word for it is the giving it our all, right? Because it's easy to kind of slough it or just kind of give halfway. Jesus went to the nth degree for me. Mm. When I realized that, it's not me just trying to strive to prove myself or try to make something really awesome or try to make Thursdays whatever, like trying to grow something. It's like, no, God laid it all on the table for us. And when I realize that He laid it all on the table mainly by giving His life, then it makes me, I think of Romans 12, where Paul says, you know what, we're not dying sacrifices necessarily, which none of us really face that threat of under persecution to the point of death, right? Like, we don't face that. You're not facing that every day for following Jesus, right? But we aren't dying sacrifices, we're living sacrifices. And so, which Paul kind of wrestles with this in Philippians. He's like, you know what? There's a piece of me that wants to die because it'd be easier for me. And I get to see my Savior. Like, I get to see Him face to face. But he's like, for me, to die is gain. But for me to live, it's better for you. And I think that's the reality that all of us kind of have to come to grips with as we think about the spaces we go into. Is it's like, for me to live is better for the people around me, right? Because I have the chance to show them Jesus through my actions, through my words, through all of that, that some of them need reminded of who Jesus is. Some of them don't really know him. So you're like, I think that's why it's so important, this concept of hustle.
Yeah. And I think this nicely builds on the other two, you know, we need to be hungry for the Lord, right? Because if we're not personally, if we're not spending time with God, all of our hustling doesn't actually mean a whole lot. John 15, you know, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. The fruit that we produce is nothing if we are not attached to Jesus, if we're not being fed by Jesus, spending time with him, growing in him. We can do a lot of things around here. We can have a really bumping event. You know, I just sounded like a 70-year-old man.
Bumping.
we can throw a rager, dude. It'd be a great time. But the heart of God's not in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had a cool party. There was some nice music. But it's going to leave no lasting impact unless Jesus shows up. Another part of that, too, that humble piece of it. That says, I'm going to walk into this place and I'm not looking for my own development. I'm not looking for my own satisfaction, my own consumption of this thing. I'm actually like here for everyone else. I'm here and I'm trying to give.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think what it does is it forces us to rely on Jesus, rely on the Spirit of God. So if I understand my Bible, it's like the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive and active in everyone who believes that Jesus died, rose, that was died, buried, rose again. Like, if the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is in me, then what he's going to do, what I should expect him to do, is he wants to work not just in me, but he wants to work through me. Mm. And when I understand that he wants to work through me, then I should be asking him often throughout my day, Spirit of God, what is it you want to do in this moment? What is it you want to do in this as I'm getting ready to walk in to whatever it is, your job? What is it? Spirit of God, what is it you want to see happen today in my job? Maybe you're I always think of the guys building decks. Maybe you're in an office job. Maybe you're flipping burgers or whatever the case. There's people that he wants to have you rub shoulders with. There's good work that he wants to do through you. So, like, sometimes we can undersell that. But I think, honestly, this is a commitment to excellence, right? That as we think about all the types of work that we do, if I'm going to build decks, if the Spirit of God is in me, I almost want to go, Holy Spirit, what is it you want to see? And I think he'd say, I want to see the best deck that you can build with your hands somehow to give God all the glory. Mm-hmm. And you're like, as silly as that might sound, I'm like, I really think all the work that we do, if we read through our Bibles and kind of understand it, it's like, everything I do, I just do it all to the glory of God. That's First Corinthians. Like, so all our work is in his honor. It's reflection of him. But then all the conversations and relationships that we have, I think, are reflection of him. And so I think that question of just, Spirit, what is it you want to see? What is it you want to do tonight? What is it you want to, how do you want to use me tonight in this moment or in this thing I'm getting ready to walk into?
I think that is such a key part of not just what's going to go on here at Young Adults. I think Young Adults can be an example of that, but a key part of what it looks like to walk with Christ. Mm-hmm. I think if you're missing that part, you're missing a very important aspect of being in relationship with Jesus. Because I'll tell you right now, like, and I want to clear this up because I don't want to create the misconception that, like, we are not showing up to Young Adults to experience God. Because we are. Like, if I show up and I get really excited about the message that we hear or the worship that we do together, that's not selfish. That's not wrong. Let's just make that clear. Mm-hmm. If that's all I'm coming for, it's going to get old and flat and stale real quick. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need to move on and find the next thing. Mm-hmm. Jesus paints a picture of a different kind of life where when we're giving ourselves away as hard as we can, only then do we actually find fulfillment and satisfaction. It's in that. That's what the good life looks like. Mm. So if you have half of it, where I'm coming and my tank's getting filled, I'm really enjoying it, it might for a little while, and then a year will pass or something, and it's going to start to feel stale because you never took the next step. Mm. You've taken all this in and you've done nothing with it. Mm-hmm. We have to be hustling. We were built to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's the irony of grace, that if I just try to hoard it for myself, I never actually experience it because I never have to extend it, right? And I mean, that we just got off the series of Jonah, and that's Jonah's story. He wanted to hoard grace for himself. He was like, I'll have grace when I'm at the bottom of the whale. That would be really great for me to have. But when I'm face to face with my enemies, I don't really want to give them that kind of grace. I don't want to give them what I experience. The God that I know, I don't want them to necessarily experience that God. I'll keep him to myself. And what happens is he becomes angry and cynical at the end of the story, right? And I think that's what happens with a lot of Christians, is we follow Christ and we get really excited about grace, and maybe God starts using us in different ways early on. And then what happens is we're like, man, I just want to have another moment with God that's really cool or impactful or challenging. And we never actually want to share that beyond us.
I think the funny thing is that moment with God is waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And you'll find it probably with someone else. Mm-hmm. As you are extending them that grace, that's where you meet him. It's and you start to understand his heart.
Yeah. It's when you're hustling that you start to experience him different.
Yeah.
That you're like looking for him to move. And you're looking for him to move in your ordinary everyday life. That I think of the two words of like, I want to see an opportunity and then I want to seize the opportunity. And I think about that with the Spirit, that you're like, Spirit, show me. Let me see what it is. There's times where I'm like, Lord, I'm not sure if that's you showing me this. Maybe I need to go have this conversation, or maybe I need to work on this or whatever. But I want to see it. And then a lot of times what happens is I talk myself out of it very quickly, or I justify it. Totally dismiss it, justify why I don't really need to do that right now, or I got better things or more important things. Well, then I miss an opportunity that literally the Spirit of God was just kind of tossing up like a softball, and who knows how he could have used me there. Where if I could just get used to kind of going, okay, Lord, I'm going to take the chance. I feel like this is, it's the adventure of living with and following Jesus. Like Jesus lived his life, and it's crazy to watch him, but he said, I never do anything except what the Father asks me to do. And it makes me think that the Father is just constantly telling Jesus, we're going here, we're doing this, we're moving this direction, you need to talk, to have these conversations. And it's like, it's this adventure that I'm on. I always think of when I first was coming on staff here as an intern, people didn't know I was an intern, I was an unpaid intern, and they're like, you can hang around the church for a little while. I'm like, okay, sounds good. So I was just hanging out here for about 6 months. And it was one of my favorite times, because nobody, like, they didn't go, hey guys, this is Ethan, the intern. Like, nobody did that for the first little bit there. Like, so often what it felt like was I was on a secret mission that I was getting around certain people, getting to know new relationships. And I was like, they have no idea that I'm an intern, but I'm like on this secret mission to like try and get to know them and try and hear their story and see where they're at with God. And I think I realize now, I'm like, oh yeah, we're all on this secret mission from God. Once we've said yes to his grace, once we've said yes to his forgiveness, like he sends us on this secret mission that's like, go reach the world for me. And it's going to require this hustle that is going every single thing I walk into, I'm just like, I want to commit to excellence. I'm going to give it all my effort. And I'm just going to expect that God's going to use this. Yeah.
I think that expectance too. A lot of people talk about never seeing it. You know, I don't see God working in the things that I do, or I never see God around. It's like, are you looking for it? You'll miss it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's easy to miss him. And when we're not hustling, what happens is we passively sit back and we just expect a bright light moment. We're like, we're not praying. And so what happens is we just expect God to like interrupt our world. And he's like, I'm giving you access to me. Like you can pray and invite me to like interrupt your world versus I'm just going to do it just to whatever. And yeah, I really think it's easy for us to just miss God in our everyday, ordinary lives. Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah. I really think when it comes to, maybe if I could land it this way, we kind of briefly mentioned it, but it's not hurrying from one thing to the next. That's not what hustle is, but it's an effort, that expectancy, that commitment to excellence. And then I think there's times where it's like, it doesn't mean you can't rest. Like Jesus took tons of moments to get away with the Father. In fact, it made him go into the game a little bit more intensely, I think.
I think if you don't rest, you won't hustle well. Mm-hmm. I think it'll turn into hurrying pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, frantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be that, and you'll wear yourself out pretty fast. And when we say rest, I think that bears probably some definition too, but I don't mean crashing on the couch for a weekend. And I'm not calling anybody. I'm calling one person out, and he's me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not talking about inactivity. I'm talking about actually spending time with God, finding ways to connect to his heart, to abide in him.
Mm-hmm.
Circle right back to John 15 again, but apart from me, you can do nothing. So are you with Jesus?
Yep.
And sometimes being with Jesus means being with Jesus's people because, you know, the Spirit is in our hearts. We are like the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's getting away,
mm-hmm.
being away from people and spending intentional time with the Lord.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it hard to hear him too. Sometimes we keep begging to hear from God and then we turn the volume up on everything else so loud that you never actually can understand him.
Yeah.
You have to turn that volume down.
Yeah. Yeah. I think God is like whispering to us probably every single day. And most of the time we just, there's too much volume on other things that we can't ever hear the whisper.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, man. Well, that's hustle.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I just want to say this again. I'm so grateful to this team. I'm so grateful to you guys. It is so cool to see how God is working. We're coming off the week of the last week of the book of Jonah as we're recording this. And the last week of Jonah, if you remember, we just put names up on that board. There are 49 different names up on the wall of just people that don't know Christ. That what we said, what we kind of said is there's lost people out there, right? And we get too focused on our leafy plants, our comfortable things, our things that make our life a little bit more easy or convenient, and we miss the lost people. And there's 49 different names that I just thought, man, God, what is it that you could do if your people just began to pray, one, primarily, God, could you use us to reach them? And then what would happen if we started just seeing young adults come to know Christ, if we just started seeing young adults get baptized, people that just came on and were like, man, I want to give my life all to Jesus. I want to hustle for his name. I want to see how God can use my life to make a difference in the lives of others in this world. And so that's the movement that we're a part of. That's the church that we're a part of that's been going on 2,000 years plus that I don't know. There's like 2.3 billion Christians on the planet that if you're like, man, many of us don't remember any of our names, right? You don't remember probably the person who, you might remember the person that led you to Christ, but not the person who led them to Christ, you know? But we all know Jesus, and that's the name that gets elevated. We kind of fade into the background. And so it's just cool to see that we're part of this, and grateful that we get to do it together.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.